You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
So you moved to LA and bought a mansion.
What up, though, everybody? Thank you for listening to another episode of Three Raw Podcast. This is CJ.
Shaman's Rob.
Our third co-host, Brandon, which is known by Jimmy or Gimmy, whatever you want to call him. He will be here within like less 20 minutes. He had to do some things real quick before he had to come in the studio, but we gonna hold it down for him until he get here. Until then, what's been going on, Rob?
Oh, man. Very eventful week for me. I say, the last 4 or 5 days. Well, probably about the last week, you know what I'm saying? First and foremost, happy belated Mother's Day to all the ladies out there. You know
Mama.
What I'm saying? Mama, I love you. Mama. P.O.P. held it down.
But, oh, yeah.
Like I said, man, I don't know. For a lot of people who don't know, you know what I'm saying? A few years ago, I got sick. And it was around Mother's Day. So I say I was feeling a little depressed at first, you know, just thinking about everything I've been through.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of the situations and people that, you know, also was going through the trials and tribulations with me that unfortunately not here today. And it just had me down, you know. Then I wound up feeling a little bit better. And then on Mother's Day, I had a health scare with my father. He's doing a little bit better now, still waiting on a lot of different test results.
Praying for him.
And then the day after that, I found out I lost my my great auntie. And it's just been kind of difficult, you know, but
oh, man.
Trying not to let it bring me down. So I'm just chilling. What's going on with you, man?
Man, I'm praying for you and your parent, for your family, man, especially your dad. I know you're going through a lot, man. So I pray for you, man. It's been, the devil trying to tear people down.
Yeah,
that's what it is,
man. Just more than ever, man, health, man. I just really feel like it's just time to start taking our health a little bit more serious.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We got to really start watching what we eating, drinking, how much we consuming. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know.
Health is wealth.
Yes, it
that's
is.
Most definitely.
Yes, it is.
Other than that, for me, It's been a very chill week. I got the results from my doctor. Well, I wouldn't say results, but I went to my doctor's appointment on a just to check on my surgery, everything.
Oh, everything good?
Everything great, man. I'll be able to go back to work out again.
Oh, man, look at you, man.
Yeah, man. But I'm still taking it one day at a time. I don't want to kill myself yet. So I'm doing great, man. I was able to go to the gym yet, so I will soon. So give these dude buckets and stuff, you
right
know?
Man, I gotta get my ass back up in the gym.
Hey,
I've been slacking.
Hey,
you know,
that's
but
what I'm here for, brother. I've been slacking too. I haven't been in the gym in like 5 weeks.
Yeah,
just to prepare for myself for the surgery, and then post surgery just trying to rest everything. So
said 5 weeks, it's been about at least 2 months. Trying to figure out a lot of different things. Like, I was going to a gym, like, provided by my insurance.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to pay nothing. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, it was an issue within my insurance.
Oh, man.
But that's all settled now, so I just got to get back up in there, you know.
Okay. Just taking one day at a time. Take it slow, man. That's what I'm doing right now. But what we going to talk about today, man?
I mean,
a lot of shit we got to talk about.
Right. We can start it off something like, man, Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino.
You know, recently he just
Donald
released
Glover.
A new video. What is it called? This is America?
This is America.
Oh, man. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, man. It's beautiful. It's powerful. People got different, you know, mindsets about that. But I think for a cultural standpoint, I think he got some African dance routine in there. He got the kids in there dancing and stuff like that. got the he basically touched base on like police brutality. You know, I think honestly, you know, he put the video out like a week after Kanye West's comments, basically. So I think he was basically touched base on that.
It could have been in the works prior, because there's been a lot going on. But then again, it may. I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You think he did it soon as Kanye went crazy?
I think he was going to do that for a while because he produced the song. You know, he made the video. But I think that was a perfect timing.
Oh, yeah. Timing is everything.
Timing is everything when you promote stuff like that. He's a very creative guy. And also, I was seeing on like Facebook, especially he is like pictures of him out with his, I think it's his fiance, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's his fiance.
Yeah, and she's Caucasian. Hmm. And they was having problems with him dating a woman outside his race.
What's your thoughts on it?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Ever since, you know, of course, we grew up in Detroit, and Detroit is 85% black. And I was so used to seeing black on black, you know, couples and, you know, relationships and stuff like that. And then when I got to college, when I got to high school and then going to college, I'm starting to see more interracial and, you know.
Hey, you start getting older.
I started to expand my horizons.
Right. Exploring the world a little bit, you know, seeing different environments.
You know what? When I first noticed it, I think I was like 7th or 8th grade. I thought it was weird. At first, little Oreo twirl and stuff. But you know, as I got to high school, then I branched out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what? It's not that bad. Because I dated a white, we could say she was white. She was Russian. Yeah, you could say that. It was very interesting. Hmm. We go to like Starbucks and then we go to like Subway, whatever, and we get these weird ass looks. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, and I'm like, I feel weird, you know, with people looking at me, but at the same time, you like what you like.
I mean,
at the end of the day, you like what you like. I don't judge nobody based on who you're attracted to,
who you currently sleeping with or talking to.
Yeah.
It's really nobody's business.
Look,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a trillion people in this world.
If you're not about to lay down with me, don't worry about who I'm laying down with.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or, I don't know, a lot of people is really, really judgmental. I guess it's human nature. But I never really had a problem like that, like with interracial relationships and stuff like that, because my grandfather and my grandmother, they was quote unquote in an interracial relationship. Like, she's Russian. She part Russian, Irish, and Indian. Mm-hmm. And then my great grandma was all Irish and Russian.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So I never really had a problem with it growing up. I'm not saying it was common, because it wasn't. I mean, keeping it real in Detroit, that's very rare. But I never really saw the problem with it.
I didn't either. I don't see a problem with it either. Especially, you know, growing up in our environment, we so used to seeing like black on black, you know, nothing but, you know, black people. You should date within your race. Never date outside
a lot of
race.
People, but like a lot of different races feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I don't know if it's people being, what would you say, they racist subconsciously? Or they just, I don't know. That's kind of like a weird subject for me to talk about.
That is. I don't know why I brought it up. But
I mean, bring it up, you know.
But
it was a part of the topic with Donald Glover.
Yeah,
you know.
Gambino.
But could you be the
racist? I don't want to say is racist per se, but I think the parents want to, you know, they want their sons or their daughter.
It's subconsciously racist.
Yeah. Right.
You know, probably not prejudice.
I don't want to be too broad on the racist word as far as that.
I mean, I don't know, like we was talking, me and Brandon, a few podcasts ago, like you got racist and then you got prejudice.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I don't know, man. But
different strokes for different folks. It don't got nothing to do with me. Hey. But since we talking about Donald Glover, quick question. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's the best overall entertainer currently, ever, or nowhere near?
He's getting there.
He getting there.
He been in the game for a long time.
I mean, let's think about it.
He's very, as far as like entertainment, he's very diverse.
Right. So like, think about it. He rap. Mm-hmm. He sing. Mm-hmm. He dance. Mm-hmm. He do comedy. Remember a couple years ago, he went on a comedy tour.
Yeah.
He act.
Yeah.
Currently got maybe, do you want to say the hottest or one of the most popular TV shows out that he's executive producing?
Hot.
Okay.
I love Atlanta. The first season, it was straight up comedy. It was leaning towards comedy than it is the drama.
Okay.
But the second season is like mixture of drama.
And see, that's the crazy part about
it. It's a mixture of dramedy. It's called dramedy.
Dramedy.
It's a mixture genre of drama and comedy. But it's more so like drama, pretty much.
Right.
And I love it. I ain't understand it on the first episode of season two.
Like, I still haven't watched all of season two. To be real with you, I'm going to be 100%.
Okay.
I just finally watched all of season one about maybe 3 or 4 days ago.
Oh, man.
I've just been lacking. I really haven't been watching TV.
Okay.
So I catch an episode here and there, or I catch a rerun of an episode I previously seen.
Yeah.
But I recently went back and saw the whole, you know what I'm saying, season one. I think it was, what, 8 episodes or something like that?
Yeah, I think season one has 10 episodes.
Yeah,
I had to look it
up. 8 or 10, something like that. But, yeah, he doing his thing, you know.
Man, he doing his thing, man. I love it.
I'm not going to hold you up. I wasn't really the biggest Childish Gambino / Donald Glover fan at first. He had to really grow on me.
You know what? Everybody was like that. I was the biggest fan of him when he had this YouTube channel, because at the time he was a student at New York University, and he was in this comedy, I think I'm saying it wrong, but comedy trope group.
Mm-hmm.
And I love theater. I went to college for theater.
Yeah, I remember.
And the way I knew his talent when he first came out. This is back in 2005, 2006.
Hmm.
Yeah, when he was a student at New York University, and
Did you see the potential then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I seen the potential then. He's a very good actor.
Okay.
A tremendous actor. But as far as like singing and dancing, I haven't seen that yet.
Hmm.
And that was crazy, man. I'm like, when he first was dancing and doing comedy, I'm like, he did comedy. It was a comedy skit. I'm like, he's going to be a really good comedian.
Right. Yeah, he's still growing on me. I don't want to like give him a certain label yet and jinx him.
Yeah.
If you believe in those type of things, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like he's real talented. You can't knock it away from him.
Right.
Real, real down to earth. He seemed real humble.
Yeah.
He seemed like he know what he talk about. I really feel like a lot of his motives is real thoughtful. Like, he really sat down and thought about every action.
Yeah.
Every song.
That's how it's supposed to be.
I mean, but we living in a generation now of the troll.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if I'm not, quote unquote, bringing attention to me, that's what's really selling.
Yeah.
And it's sad, you know.
It's very sad, man. This is a short attention span generation.
Man.
It's like, I was talking with my uncle yesterday, and we was talking about, we was talking about our podcast. What I wanted to do is like shoot videos of our podcast.
Right.
And put it on YouTube and on Facebook. But at the same time, like, because, you know, a podcast is basically audio. So people don't want to listen to a podcast for an hour or two.
Right.
Let's be real. People don't want to listen to that.
Somebody on the podcast that they really want to hear from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I done seen people sit through all kind of wild stuff. You'll be surprised. But in particular, like you said, you're right. People don't really want to do that.
Yeah, people are more visual nowadays. They're not more. People communicate different back then. Because, you know, back then it was radio.
It was actually real communication.
It was real communication.
You know, nowadays everything a click away or video away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or a text away, or just to be real with you, one phone away.
Yeah.
You know, so It is what it is.
It is, man. Especially with the phone thing, like FaceTime, Skype, and all that other stuff.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. They're more visual. They'd rather text.
I ain't gonna hold you up. I'd rather text too. Like, for real, I really do be heated when people call me. Like,
okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Like, if I text you, then you calling?
Yeah.
My man's. Like, you know. All right, I'm not even gonna do that. It's a good chance that I'm somewhere that I either can't talk or I honestly don't want to talk, but I still want to communicate. I might not have the energy to say words verbally, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or express myself or go through all the motions, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People, boy. But don't get me wrong.
I ain't getting you wrong. I ain't judging. I'm not judging. You
I mean, but think. Don't get me wrong. In a lot of situations, it is better for you to communicate on the phone. I feel like if you, like, small example, you just really getting to know a young lady, call her.
Say that.
You know what I'm saying? Call. Don't text her no. What did they be texting? Sup or.
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? What you doing? And, man, call her.
Which got them draws, girl.
Oh, no, man. She look at you, dog. But, you know, if you getting to know her, call her.
Yeah.
A few.
Know her voice, man. You know
her voice.
You know her breathing pattern or something.
You know what I'm saying? I seem like a hypocrite because when I do talk to a lot of different females, I text. But it don't be on purpose. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, definitely the last couple years, where I don't want to put everything on my situation, the medical. But low-key it is. I be depleted. You see what I'm saying? And be like, damn, I want to talk to you, but you know what I'm saying? I don't really got the energy right now. Or it used to be like that. You know what I'm saying? It's getting better now since I'm better.
Yeah.
So I'm working on it a little bit better. You see what I'm saying? But I got in a funk with that. I got used to that. Like,
right.
I got a text or I called myself trying to reply to one of my doctors in a text. I seen she called. I'm like, let me retext her. I'm like, oh, what am I doing? You know what I mean?
She called her from her office and stuff. text her. I'm like, why this text ain't going through? She blocked me. She blocked me.
Nah, man. But this generation, man, is real fickle, man. You know, it's like. Is. I don't want to keep knocking this generation because we still got to live in it.
Yeah.
But to a degree, man, I just really feel like a lot of older people, like a lot of more OGs, maybe a little bit older than us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got to know how to be OGs.
Right.
Like, be older. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to disrespect the kids and stuff like that if they're not disrespecting you. But show them what they're doing is wrong.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, actions speak louder than words.
Exactly, bro.
You see what I'm saying? And I just feel like a lot of people really lost because they really had no guidance.
They don't.
You know, it's hard to get guidance when your OGs don't want to be OGs. They still want to be 23.
Right.
They still think they got it. They don't want to pass the baton.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And I feel like in this era, it's a lot of that.
I wish somebody could tell that to R. Kelly.
Oh, man, come on, man. No free promo for Robert Kelly, man.
Yeah, I don't want to
get his ass out the paint, man. Right. For real, dog.
I like, hold on.
I mean,
is she 17 or is she 17?
Dog. I mean, but let's be honest about. Like, all right, since you brought up R. Kelly, man, let's be honest about R. Kelly for a minute, man.
Yeah, his.
They let him slide in the 90s with Aaliyah.
Exactly.
You know, they let him slide. You know what I'm saying?
How old Leah at the time when they got
15.
Married? Oh, yeah.
But they let him slide. It was the 90s. It wasn't really no social media. It was like hearsay. It was, you know what I mean? It was like, if you didn't read it, it was gone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they let him slide then.
They let him slide then.
Early 2000s, it was like, all right, R. Kelly, nah.
Right.
This is you, bruh.
Right.
Now, we know this is you.
Right.
We gonna give you one more chance, but no, you know. And then he's still out here kidnapping and got sex ranches and right. I mean, it's time to get him out the paint, dog. It should have been, man, to be real.
For 20 years.
But he didn't have chance after chance. And like I said, I don't want to judge the man because I honestly don't know the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if all that's true, dog, it's time to get him the fuck up out the paint,
right,
man.
And I used to love his music back then,
you know what
too.
I'm saying? And but that's not taken away from his art.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is one of the best artists,
man.
Producers, songwriters,
one of the best
of all time. But man, we got to keep it real, man.
Right?
You know,
hey, they don't want to let Bill Cosby slide. We can't let R. Kelly slide. That's all I gotta say.
And that's true.
That's all I gotta say. But
no.
I don't want to talk about that much longer.
I mean, you brung it up.
I did. So. I did.
Let me see. We got.
How about these playoffs, man?
Oh, man. Where you? You know I can keep talking about that for a minute. So.
Me too.
I don't know. You want to go to the West or the East?
Let's go East first.
Let's go East. All right, man. Boston. What was they? The number two seed?
Boston's number two. Yeah, behind Toronto. Yep.
Taking on Cleveland. I think they the fourth seed.
I think they're the third seed.
Third, fourth, fifth, all the same. Yeah. But currently they got a 2-0 lead over Cleveland.
Yep.
It's not looking good for Cleveland, man.
It's not, man.
It's not and looking good for Cleveland.
I'm a big LeBron fan. I've been a fan of LeBron since I seen him play against Detroit Red Wings back in 2002, 2003.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, my God. And Red Wings, at the time, I'm off subject, but at the time, Red Wings High School in Detroit was one of the best high school basketball teams.
Yeah, had one of the best programs.
One of the best basketball programs in the city.
What was his name? I can't even remember my man's name.
At the time, it was Deion Harris.
Right, right.
Deion Harris. They had the Wolf brothers, Deshaun Wolf and Brandon Wolf. I think Manny Harris wasn't there at the time.
No, he wasn't. He a little younger, I believe.
Yeah, he came after that. But they had a squad. And LeBron annihilated that team. Like, embarrassed that team. And I'm like, I'm a fan of this nigga.
I mean, you know what, man?
And you know what? At the time, they never really broadcast high school basketball games on ESPN. And when they broadcast his games and show how he played like a grown man at 17, 18 years old.
I mean, but he was built like a grown man also at 17, 18 years old.
I'm like, man, I became a fan of him ever since.
He's like 6'7", 6'8".
He was 6'8". He was still 6'8".
230, you know what I mean? Like, come on, my G.
Playing like a point guard.
I mean, hey, look. Currently, they down 0-2.
Yeah, let's go back. Let's go to the future now. Okay, my bad.
I mean,
had to get a little history.
Man, skip that history, but currently, they down 0-2. Boston's without their best two players with Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward.
Mm-hmm. I think Marcus Smart was injured a few games. I know he's back now.
Right, he back.
But he was injured.
You got the rookie going crazy. Yep. What's his name?
Tatum.
Jason, you know what I'm Tatum. Saying? You got Terry, Scary Terry out
Scary
there.
Scary Terry Rozier.
You know what I mean?
Man, that's my boy, man. I
Horford
love...
out there breaking ATL feelings. Where was all that at in Atlanta?
You know, today is Wednesday, May 16th. Former Atlanta coach Mike Budenholzer, I think I said it right. Mm-hmm. He just named head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks today.
All right.
He's a very good coach. I like him.
But let's.
But he's not a rebuilding coach.
Let's pause for a minute.
Okay. Okay.
Our third co-host
here.
Then he's creeped.
Late as
then,
hell.
Then snuck.
He just snuck
then
up
slithered
in
back up. You know, my man's
Hold
Jimmy.
Up.
What's going on with you, B, man?
What the deal, famos?
Man, nothing. Man.
You missing a good show. You missed a really good
man,
epic 20 minutes.
Look, I'm sorry.
Hey, it was epic though, wasn't it?
It was very epic. I'm sorry. No, you good, man. And you know
grind.
You got business to take care of. So
the
fans understand. I don't want to call them fans, but the listeners understand,
the
man.
The listeners, the family, all of them.
The family, they understand that. Okay. We just had to hold it down. Like you hold it down when I was out.
Oh yeah, man.
That 1 week, so we hold it down for you, even though it was 20 minutes. But
right. What was we currently talking about?
The NBA. Celtics annihilating the Cavs.
I mean,
I wouldn't say annihilation.
I just feel like this. Tyronn Lue, I'm not going to bring nothing up on the players right now. I got to talk about the coaching staff for a hot minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Tyronn Lue been in the NBA for almost, 20 years? When was he drafted?
He was drafted back in
late 90s, early 2000s, something like that.
It was early 90s. I think it was 93, 90. Can you look that up for me real quick?
Damn, 93?
Because he was in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
I know all this stuff.
Well, regardless, he got over 20 years of NBA and professional basketball experience.
But that don't mean nothing, though.
I mean, to a degree, it does. Because look.
Come on, Joe Dumars. Even though Joe Dumars, he wasn't a head coach.
First of all,
Isaiah Thomas.
Hey, but that's kind of apples and oranges,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's
indeed.
Really apples.
But think about it. Isaiah Thomas.
Look, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
I got to say it. He went from coach. I'm jumping. He went from regular role player to being a role player on a championship team.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? then became a vital role player the rest of his NBA career.
Yeah.
You retire, then you become an assistant coach. You were assistant coach for a few years.
Which he did an incredible job as.
And then you become, he did. Then you become a head coach. You even go out and win an NBA championship. I can't bring that on LeBron or the team or Love or none of that or Kurt. I got to talk about the coaching.
Okay.
For him to not make no forms of adjustments, definitely last night, that was no excuse, man. That was a terrible excuse.
Well,
all the experience this man got, that's no forms of an excuse, dog.
But you know what?
Seriously. Hey,
this goes into my the argument I have in my household every night. Y'all know my wife watches NBA with me. I have one of the few wives in history of the earth that watches basketball and has just as much to say as I do. She can't stand Tyronn Lue. And for a good moment, I was trying to defend him, but I get it. And the problem is that the reason why I was defending him was because the reason came about that she thought that LeBron was coaching. It's I don't look at it as LeBron's coaching.
I don't look at it
on
that
a
way.
Purpose level. I look at it as Tyronn said something and he didn't say it on camera. And then he backed it up. Possibly, but it's always being put on LeBron's shoulders, and Tyronn is always being looked at as he's not doing nothing. And I don't think it's fair, personally, because I feel like when LeBron says something to his team, and then when he gets on court, and then he ends up having the most points and all this extra stuff, then it looks like, oh, LeBron did it again. He took over the show, and he's the reason they lost. When the man has been trying to play team ball since the day he got drafted. I feel like that's the biggest problem with the organization.
I can't, like I said, I'm not going to talk about LeBron here. I got to go back to Lou. I'm watching that fourth quarter because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people not going to want to admit it, but Cleveland was up majority of the game yesterday.
They
were. You know what I'm saying? A lot because of the great play of LeBron James the first two quarters. Mm-hmm. I can't knock that man. He did his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Triple-double.
But not even before the triple-double. What was he like? What?
He
four
scored
straight 3 points, you know what I'm saying? Like,
trying to get it going
in the first
quarter. Trying to get
then
it going.
Then I noticed not just LeBron, the coaching, and you know what I'm saying, basically was getting on the players on giving more effort on defense.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm looking at Cleveland holding on to this lead. The fourth quarter, it's like they just gave up.
They did. They was all winning up because they was, the first three quarters, they was giving their all. And then Tyronn Lue is terrible at adjustments.
And that's my problem. It's time to adjust. Y'all made a huge trade in February to get younger. Y'all traded or got rid of six whole players. Wade, all kind
of
people.
They got rid of a lot of people in the past two seasons.
A lot of people. Y'all got younger. Y'all got Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nash Jr. Like, let's not make it seem like these cats is bums. When we done seen them balling
in L.A.,
mm-hmm. Seeing them little by little developing. Like, it got to be very hard for somebody like Jordan Clarkson.
Right.
He's in L.A.
They went
and
that was a developing team.
Right. They developing. He team. Little by little, you know, going from 10 points to 15 to 17. Mm-hmm. Then you go on Cleveland, and if you're not instant 25 points per game, like instantly, you a bum. You're not getting back in the game. Criticism. This, that, and the third.
Yep.
And I'm looking like it's no excuse why these younger legs is not taking on Boston younger legs.
Exactly. And they both won the youngest teams in the NBA.
LeBron did what he had to do. I can't put this on LeBron. I can't put it on Kevin Love.
Kevin Love balled out yesterday, too, because I think he had like 21-15.
Something like that.
But anyway.
Where you want? Are you want to stay on Cleveland?
Or no, I'm going to stay on Cleveland. I'm saying. Like, anyway, I'm saying. Both LeBron and K-Love did their thing. They balled out. But it's up to the team to step up. They're supposed to step up. They got Tristan Thompson. He's a bum. I'm sorry.
No, none to be sorry about. Absolutely. He's by far one of the worst rebounders in NBA.
He the softest
they
rebounder.
They gave him $80 million. But go ahead.
For 4 years, I think, right?
Still.
Anyway, sorry. Larry Lance is a bum. Jordan Carson. Clarkston is a bum.
Wait a minute.
Or Carson.
Wait a minute.
George Hill is a bum.
Wait a minute.
Look,
they not,
shut up.
Wait, they not, they not getting no play time.
Wait, hold on. Jordan Clarkson situation.
He got some play time now. Jordan Clarkson got five minutes.
Hold on. Like, you went from playing 30 minutes a game to five?
And, like, that's how I feel about, hold on.
That's because he playing five. He's a bum because he only playing 5 minutes.
Jordan Clarkson, I have to say, if there was a real issue with the way that he plays, I think it comes from the standpoint of the trade. I know you have to step up no matter where you go, okay?
It's a mental thing. But, I know. I understand.
But mentally, he was kind of used to losing. He was balling out, but you got to count that.
But then
because
on top of that, it's very hard for a player to be the number one option on a team to jump from number one, losing or winning. On the Lakers, he was the number one offensive
that's
option.
That's a huge, that's the biggest adjustment.
To jump to the fourth, to third or fourth.
Right,
out of nowhere.
Bad. That's a lot of work.
Out of nowhere.
And
then
not to give the man no, like you said, only 5 minutes. Not to give the man no clock for him to learn, for him to adjust. That's not cool. Now, George Hill, that's a different ball game. George Hill been in the NBA for a while.
He also was battling. He's not 100% also, remember.
Yeah, right.
I'm not giving that an excuse.
No, but
he not.
But he's been in a playoff era before. He's been terrible.
I mean, to a degree, Jordan, one of these type of players, like everybody can't, every point guard can't fit in LeBron's system to where the point where I can't hold the ball and run point. Kyrie had a problem with it. He's gone.
Yeah.
Like every point guard can't just adjust with playing their point guards.
Exactly.
They can't. I'm used to setting up the offense and getting myself in rhythm. I'm not used to being a jump shooter or a catch and shoot.
I'm not used to receiving the.
And it is what it is. It's a part of the adjustments of the position.
I was about
to
say, because I feel like a point guard and a shooting guard somewhat share the same.
Not really.
Not really. No.
Not really.
I'm not saying that
as far as paper. What I'm saying is, as far as how the adjustment should go, you should be in somewhat of that mode.
Shoot. Most shooting guards
you,
are like small
you go,
forwards.
Right. When you go from
but,
being,
okay, so now
you basically told to lead the team, and then now you're not the leader. That's what a point guard is for. You the set up the
yeah,
plays
but,
and lead the
yeah,
team.
Yeah, but okay, so
now you're a point guard, but you playing small forward.
Oh, okay.
Because your small forward is playing point guard.
Okay, we're going right there. Then
everybody can adjust to that. The type of point guard that LeBron needs is the type of point guard we saw him win with, a Kyrie. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but
you know
okay,
who
got
the scoring?
That goes back to what
George
I was
Hill
saying.
George don't have that that scoring. A pure point guard don't really have that mentality that I'm going to shoot and score like we saw with Magic.
No, he doesn't.
Now, they do it when they need it. But every day, you can't expect 20 from them.
Right, but
you know
that goes to my point about the organization. You constantly always making it a thing where y'all got to make sure LeBron do this and do that. Like, it's supposed to be a team effort.
Give the point guard the point. Let LeBron run some more and see what happens.
Oh,
is they afraid of that?
Shoot, LeBron play five positions.
Now, if you say LeBron can play five positions, let him play his position.
Small forward.
Like, we can't
forward
be biased here. We got to keep it real.
I've always said that.
You know what I'm saying?
I've always
but shoot,
said that. I've never understood
he's a
why
very high. He have a very high basketball IQ.
But that high basketball IQ should only come into play when people are not doing what they're supposed to do right off bat. If you being forced, though, to push yourself into the game the way you didn't want to come in the first place. Mm-hmm. You came to the game to play your position. That was what you expected to do today.
Exactly.
And then when y'all got started, okay, 5 points down, not a big deal. 10 points down, not a big deal. 15 points down, okay, it's getting a little hot. Fellas, y'all want a 20-point? Oh, great. Now I have to use my basketball IQ. And it's only the freaking first quarter. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, and he's not going to put himself in a position where he has to throw his team under the bus, but I guarantee you that locker time is ugly.
Let your point guard run point. Let LeBron run small forward. But we could talk about LeBron. We ain't get a chance to get to the West.
Okay.
Predictions. What's your predictions?
Rockets.
No. We still in the East. This Boston series. Who go win and how many games?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say, I'm still going to say, oh, that's hard, man.
Cleveland
I
six,
still
Cleveland and seven, Boston and four.
I'm a
Boston
forget
and five.
It. I might lose some money, but I don't care. Betting is legal now. Boston and seven.
Boston and seven. What you got, Jimmy? That's his opinion. Don't look at him. What's yours?
Cavs and seven.
Cavs and seven. I got Cleveland and six.
Crazy.
I'm sorry. Man, but they playing so let me tell y'all, even though they was at home, they played at home.
Let me tell y'all how people always mess up when it comes to the Cavaliers. And this is why the Warriors was able to win, besides the little sucker move that they made. Here's the thing that you have to realize about the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers are as good as you allow them to be. And what I mean by that is they'll have their issues all through the season and still make it to the playoffs. And you're thinking, okay, they got to be tired. What you're not realizing is there's teams that are seasoned players and there's teams that are playoff players. So in a sense, he's doing enough just to get to the finals. And then once you get to the finals, everybody, I don't care what you tell me, unless it's the Warriors, everybody runs out of gas once it gets to the nitty gritty going against the Cavs. You run out of gas because while you're trying to hit every point, somewhere along the line in each game, something changes. Somebody's shooting like they ain't got no business shooting. Next game, they not shooting, but you ain't got no energy, but they do. So now, layup game. Like, it's always something that somebody messes up
on. What's going to stop Boston from winning? Simply, they don't have no all-star, superstar help. Like, that's what's really going to stop them. Like, I can't do the LeBron fanboy stuff. I got to keep
I said Cavs. I didn't say LeBron. I said Cavs.
I can't do the Cavs fanboy stuff.
It's not that I'm...
Boston is going to lose simply because they don't have a Kyrie. They ain't going to have no
gas.
You get gas from your star player. Well, they don't have a star.
LeBron get
like
a
for real.
Morris will be their star player right now.
You see what I'm saying?
Morris will be their star player as far as
he's not a star though. Like he's not a star player. He's not a star at all. We can't even play games. But let's get out west.
Come on now,
Rockets.
Come on now,
Rockets.
Okay,
first game Rockets. Because the second game.
I don't know. I ain't.
Well, the second game right now currently playing. You know what I'm saying? They currently playing
Rockets.
What? Who you got? You said the Rockets and what?
Rockets in seven.
What you got, CJ?
I don't know. I ain't saying shit on that.
Golden State in six.
Golden State in six?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Golden State in six.
Explain why.
Hold on. It's not really an explanation of that, but
what
shit.
Type of explanation? Hold on. Time out.
Give me something, bro.
Huh?
Give me something. For real.
Did you just forget what you just said about Golden State and Cleveland? Like, literally
yeah,
3 months
Golden
ago?
State, I just said Golden State and Cleveland.
Did you just forget?
I'm talking about tell me why right now. That was last year.
I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because
they are not who they were last year.
I'm going to tell you exactly why. First and foremost. Hold on. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Name somebody who can stop Kevin Durant on both sides of the floor.
Okay.
Secondly, did we not just see the defensive effort of game one?
Okay.
Did we not see the ball movement in Golden State? Did we not see Mike D'Antoni turn into Mike D'Antoni?
Playoff Mike D'Antoni, by the
CP3 way. CP3 can only do so much when he only getting one assist. When he only getting, what was it, two assists?
It was
whole
three.
Game?
He had three assists.
Come on now, CP3.
I remember that because that was as lowest of his of the playoffs here.
Come on now. You got Kevin Durant guarding Harden. Harden the whole time looking for a switch off.
KD is 7 feet, by the way. James Harden is 6'6".
There's no answer for KD. If you can give all this logic to why Cleveland.
That was a huge seven inch difference.
If you can give all this logic to why Cleveland about to beat Boston and Boston killing them on defense and ball movement, you can't ignore what Golden State is doing versus a two team Houston. When you looking at
I don't know if it's Harden shooting them out the game. I don't know if it's a two team, but all right.
You looking at Harden shoot them out the game?
No, I'm not.
Yes, did we not see game one when Harden shot them out the game?
He would shoot them out the game, bro.
Did we not just see? I mean, what I'm saying is not a lie.
Both teams can shoot.
Did we not see watch game one when Harden shot them out the game?
This series is a 3-point contest.
For me,
is we not seeing how easy it is for KD to score?
For me, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it from a tenacity level. I really am. I'm looking at it from a tenacity level. I think the tenacity. And the way that things is looking as far as how hungry the Rockets is, just like people say as hungry as Boston is, Rockets is hungry. They might not be there right now, but Rockets is hungry. I really think that this is going to end up with them on top. If the Warriors win, okay. But I really, really think it's going to end up with the Rockets on top.
But see, that don't make sense because if
that's
Boston got the
one.
Same hunger,
know.
How can Boston lose if they got the same hunger?
They're going to run out of gas. That's the
difference. And they not? Houston not. How?
No. We talk. Come on, man. It's,
how? How is Golden State going to run out of gas?
You just brought up
Golden State going to run out of gas.
Hold on. You just said they made a whole move last year. How is Golden State going to run out of gas?
You just brought up CP3.
Can we get to talking about Golden State right quick?
CP3 played to the last game.
Clay.
Okay, Curry has been KD a couple of times KD. This year. I'm Clay. Not at all in for Curry.
Did
this
Clay
year.
Not have 28 easily with effort? Come who stopped on, Clay? Man.
Curry you know moving what? Slow. Tell who's me stopping I'm Clay? Crazy. Curry
I'm in the middle. Is we ignoring who's stopping Clay?
I'm in the middle of
who's stopping Clay?
Who's stopping Clay? James can easily stop Clay and if he wants to.
First of all, Clay got to get hot. He's not if he like Curry. Clay got to get
but
hot.
But that's one game.
But did he?
He didn't. But
did he even try? James didn't try to play no defense on Clay or
KD. You know,
he's not a good
defensive player
so
anyway.
We got to keep it real. If he not going to be able to defensively stop Clay or KD, we can't make it seem like Clay going to be cold.
A defense,
he was hot game one.
On. A defense on KD is definitely needed. A defense on Clay. Clay is a hot and cold type situation. Like, you cannot check him. And it's still a maybe. It's not a for sure thing that if you don't check it, I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but it's not a for sure thing that he's going to do what he's supposed to do. It's not like with Curry, he's going to find a way to make the shot.
Yeah.
Clay's not going to do that. Clay is a position player for real. He has to find his position and then he'll make something happen. He's not going to make something happen out the spur of the moment.
28.
He was in his
easily.
Position. He was in his position.
A lot of them plays, he wasn't in his position. Draymond Green set him up because nobody can stop Draymond Green.
Wait, you said
that's
Draymond.
The X-Factor.
So how is he not in a position if Draymond Green had to
no,
set him
Draymond
up?
No, Draymond Green setting him up for easy layups and three-point shots.
Position. It's
his
not.
Position is standing there for the three-point shot. If he land up the ball, Clay is not a good scorer off the dribble. That's one of his weaknesses, is scoring off the dribble. Everybody know that.
Look at
how many shots he had off the dribble last game.
Man.
That's not his spot. That's not his shot. Off the dribble? That's one of his knocks.
Exactly. Hot and cold.
But that's one of his knocks. Let's call him all the off the dribble points he had game one.
Okay.
But shoot, he's one of the greatest off-pick shooters in the world. I mean, in the game. Not in the world, but in the game.
Game, he has to be.
Well, currently game two playing.
He remind me of Rick Hamilton. Will he get off the pick?
Had to be positioned for the shot. Uh-huh. Never did anything that he was not positioned for.
He don't remind me of Rip.
No, I'm saying because Rip had mid-range game on a lot.
Position.
Clay
he had the three.
No, I'm saying because Clay get off the pick. Will he?
But he don't score all his shots off positions. He don't. Game one tells you he don't. We can't keep ignoring Klay Thompson.
That's game one versus the whole season.
The whole season he didn't get all his shots off. Come on, Nod. Stop. We can look this up. The analytics is there. Who want to look it up? Come on, Nod. Is we talking what we see or what
ass.
We know?
Klay's athleticism is ass, but at the same time, he could get the shot off.
So we assuming Clay going to be cold for three more games.
I didn't say he was going to be cold for three more games. I said the man has to be positioned for most of his games.
So
he must be positioned.
But if he positioned, who go stop him on defense? Even if he positioned, you got to get in front of him.
P.J. Tucker is not particularly a bad defensive player.
What'd he do game one?
That's game one. I mean, he's not.
Nah, it's game one. What'd he do game one?
But P.J. Tucker is not a bad.
Was he not embarrassing this dude?
And then what Capella?
Yes or no?
P.J. Tucker slow
did
as
he
fuck.
Not Capella? Embarrass his dude?
Capella. But
yes
you know
or no? Did he not embarrass
He did, but Capella made
way,
things happen.
Okay, the only way exactly. Houston can win is up to Capella. Because nobody can really guard Capella in the
who
paint.
Who can guard Draymond?
Hill. Is it Hill?
Who?
Who?
My man, it's the Braves. It's not Hill, but it's
Didn't
Braves.
Draymond have a triple double last
Nene?
Game?
Nene? Nene?
No, not Nene.
Oh, he embarrassed Nene. Don't bring up Nene.
Green.
Oh,
Green crazy.
Gerald Green is a position, though. He's not a power forward or anything.
But he always.
Oh, my God.
Gerald Green's a small forward, right?
Anytime that man, hold on. Anytime that man comes on court, there's magic. I'm just saying. And that man will check anybody. He don't care.
Hey, but who he stopping?
Don't matter. You got
to
get
you
in gotta
court.
You got
to stop somebody to win. It do matter.
He can stop Draymond.
But it's.
Draymond, right, you want to know what Draymond's so
good? Is
that
playing right now?
They is. That's what I said. We can't. After this game, we'll see. They currently playing right now.
Yeah, so.
You see what I'm saying?
But look, man.
But you said.
Only way Houston.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
You said Houston and what?
Seven.
You said what?
I'm in the middle.
They not getting killed. Houston not going to die.
I don't think it's going to be no blowouts. I honestly think, like, to be real with you.
Seven. I'm telling you.
I had Golden State in six. It can go seven.
It's going seven.
It potentially can go
for
seven.
For different few reasons. You know, so now, if they win today, Golden State, that's a different story. Houston has to win today.
Okay.
That's a different story. They're not going. What? Nah. Houston has to win today.
Yeah, they have to win.
If they don't win today, he's right. Houston is losing.
I'm letting
this
that
series.
One go. I'm letting that one
we
go.
We have to keep.
Because I'm gonna tell y'all what's gonna happen.
But even if Golden State wins,
but you cheating though, CJ. Me and B told at the whole world what we assumed that is going to happen.
But got? I'm in the middle. I'm saying I'm in the middle. Okay,
right,
what
to
you want
middle.
Me lean towards? Got
no, hold on. He got a right to be in the middle.
All right, you do.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the Warriors. I love the Warriors. I love both teams, but I'm not a fan.
To be real with you, I'm really not a fan of either. My team is the Pistons. We suck. So
oh, yeah.
We got it. I mean, I'm a sports fan.
But I love Houston. I love Houston. They came a long way.
Just say Houston.
Hell no, I'm not going to say Houston.
The reason why I understand why he in the middle. I really do get why he in the middle. I do. Because
you're not about to force me my pick. All right,
after this game today, we'll see. Because then we'll see if Houston come to play or we'll see if Golden State not playing.
But come on, man.
Because KD, that was ridiculous, dog.
But even if Golden State go 2-0, Houston can go back home and they can feed off the energy off the crowd.
I think the momentum.
They can get the 2-2. They can
I think it'd be momentum.
Tenacity and momentum.
I think
definitely.
That's like Houston don't got enough to like you gotta think about it. CP3, this is his first time in his whole career in a conference.
No, it's not.
It is.
Yeah, it is. West Conference Finals. This is his first one.
In 14 years.
That's his first one.
This is his first.
This is
even though
one.
He a Hall of Fame point guard, top 10, and one of the best pure point guards we've seen.
Oh, y'all talking
since
about as
Jason
far as
Kidd.
Making it to the second round.
No, as
no,
far
so
as making it to the Western Conference
he never
Finals.
Been.
The
yes,
Western
he
Conference
is.
Finals
no,
is
haven't.
The third. It's the third.
This is his first time making it to
it's
a
It's not the second
finals.
One. Not the semifinals.
He made it to the semi twice. But he never made it to a
not
conference.
The Western Conference semifinals.
Okay.
We talk about the Western Conference finals. He you never know. Been before. James been in the finals. He played in the finals before when he was with OKC.
I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, James been in the conference finals, I believe, three times.
Yep, and
he
been in
the
finals
with
once.
OKC.
Yep.
But CP3 never been to a finals or a conference finals.
Nope.
You know,
he has the opportunity to do it. He has the potential to do it. It's up to him. I know he's older, but he's still playing like he's young.
I mean,
man.
I wouldn't say it's up to him.
But think about it.
No, like, if we going to do that, I wouldn't say it's up to him because that man has done everything he's supposed to do no matter what team he's on. It's up to that team. It's up to James Harden and the rest of the team. CP3 is always going to do exactly what he's supposed to do.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's our playoff prediction.
You want to get a couple quick layups in right quick? Little quick debates we ain't get a chance to get into, CJ?
I have a little rant.
Oh, go on your rant.
Ooh.
Don't rant on me, though.
No. Oh, hell no. You my boy. All right. I don't got nothing to rant on.
Sorry,
no,
you can rant on me, man. I don't care. I'm
you know what?
The whole time.
You know, we did have a conversation about, you know, people who work at stores showing IDs and stuff. They want you to show IDs. I do work at a convenience store.
Oh, man.
It's permanent for us to for them to show ID for, like, everything, like beer.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes, even medicine. Like children, like medicine.
Yeah.
Gotta show ID.
Yeah.
This dude, I get this all the time. He like, I old enough to be your granddaddy. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Give me ID. even though I know my dad's birthday, I gotta ask for his ID too. I'm not about to get fired for your ass. Fuck that.
You know what?
That's my rant because you ain't had to say that, man. First off, you ain't had to say that. You ain't had to say like I'm old enough to be your granddaddy, old enough to be. I don't give a fuck.
My rant go be small because we don't got that much time left, man. I just really feel like I was saying earlier in the show, please start taking y'all health more serious, everybody.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We only got one body And we got to really take care of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. if you, like, start drinking a little better, start eating a little better, something. Even mental health is all comes in, if well, falls into the same thing.
Health is wealth. Like, to back up what Robert is saying, uh-huh. please drink more water.
More water, please.
Please eat more healthier and work out more. Work out as much as you can.
Or just seek
help. I know I'm drinking water and I'm eating a big ass honey bun. Mm-hmm. But still, like,
balance.
Hey, he is though.
I am. But at the same time, like, I take my vitamins daily. I haven't got a chance to work out after my surgery, but I will. I will be in that gym.
And you will take your time.
I will take my time.
What ranch you got, B?
I know he got a hella rant.
Yeah, you already know he got something prepared. We only got a couple seconds.
Stop playing with my kids. That's my rant. All the educational systems right now, stop playing with my kids. I'm not just talking about my son. I'm talking about when Zariah get in there, when Kylie get in there, my nieces, my nephews. Stop playing with my kids. That's it. I don't really need to get into detail. If you're a real parent and you understand what I'm talking about as far as how these schools is doing our children right now,
mm-hmm.
stop playing with my kids.
Stop playing with my kids.
Stop fucking playing with my kids.
Motherfucker.
Well, there you have it.
Well, there you have it.
That's it.
We got a couple more minutes left.
Oh, man, no. Just talk because you don't want me to go.
Look, man.
What's your thought on Cardi B versus the world?
Cardi B versus the world.
Leave that
man,
girl alone.
That girl. Oh,
leave
my
that
God.
Girl alone.
From I can't believe she made her delete her goddamn Instagram. That's leave what that, I
first of
God.
All, first
damn.
Of all, Azealia
hey,
Banks.
Hey, we gotta save it at least until next okay. time, y'all. We all got that much, but at least 20 seconds from you, man. Then 20 or something.
Azealia Banks need to sit her ass down. You ain't yeah, been yeah. out here in a minute, and now you want to come out of here. Is you tripping? You like Lil' Kim out of nowhere on Nicki. Mind your damn business and let people shine.
What
man.
You think, CJ?
She's a very talented person, Azealia Banks. I would listen to her music. She's very talented. But at the same time, she need to get her. She need to keep her name. She need to keep Cardi B's name. All right,
then, that's my
say.
Opinion, man. Hey, man, it is what it
Black
is.
Black Iggy, man.
It is what it is.
But you know what? This is the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in.
All day.
This is CJ.
It's your man's Rob.
Your boy, Jimmy.
This is 3 Raw.
All day.